And then we come back to birth. Why is birth considered a form of suffering? In some of the commentary texts, you will see descriptions about how going through the process of birth, being in the womb and so on, is stifling, is unpleasant and so on. But if you look at the suttas, that's not the description. It is simply this, that it is because of birth that all this come about. All the suffering we have has birth as a condition. Now you may ask, which sutta exactly said this? Well, if we go into how the Buddha attained enlightenment, what he observed for himself, the very question that started off Buddhism, the very encounter, yeah, and I've shared numerously at the Heart Sutra workshop. What did the Buddha observe before he ordained, before he left the palace? What are the four sights? Yeah, aging, sickness, and death. And fourthly, an ascetic. In some Buddhist texts, even Buddhist texts, some of it get it wrong. Some of it says, oh, the Buddha saw birth, aging, sickness, and death. Wrong. Unequivocally wrong. Yeah? It is aging, sickness, and death. At that point in time, he didn't see birth as a problem yet. Yeah, he saw aging, sickness, and death as suffering, and he sought an answer to this. That from aging, sickness, and death, there were all these other problems. But as he went out to learn under the different teachers, none of them offered a solution to aging, sickness, and death. They only offered a way to escape part of it, temporarily or partially, not a complete end to it. And then ultimately when he meditated and he calmed himself down, yeah, that's skipping some of the details, then he go into the question, so exactly where does aging, sickness and death come from? What is the condition for it to come about? And as he observed his own life, his past life, everybody else's life and everybody else's past life, then he observed a pattern. And here I ask you, based on your observation and your knowledge, has anyone who has been born not grow old or die? Do you know of anyone who has been born but never grow old and die? Maybe some of them die before growing old. But surely if they didn't die, then they grow old, but ultimately they will die. Agree? So either death comes first or aging, then death. Agree? As much as many other religion promises no dying. Yeah? Promises that some religion even promises that they can resurrect you from death. But so far, everybody died. That's the truth. And not to criticize or dispute other people's teaching, but just as a matter of fact, go and search around, go and ask your neighbor, ask your auntie, uncle, grandfather, mother, hey, do you know of anyone who was born but didn't die? So far, everybody died. And so what he observed, what the Buddha observed was this also. That as long as someone is born, then aging and death will come about. Sickness is optional. There are some people with good health. Yeah? But aging and death is quite definite. Then he observed, of all those people who age and death, what is the common denominator? In other words, What is common among all those who age and death? There are those who are men, there are those who are women, yeah? People who fall sick, maybe they have certain lifestyle and so on. But those who age, those who fall sick, those who die, they must have been born. Is there anyone who is growing old or who has grown old, fall sick or die, but actually wasn't born? Of course, when you think about this question, it's almost like, what kind of question is that? Common sense, right? Seems to be common sense. But he's the first one to have independently observed this and in a way put it to words that this is the primary condition. Birth as a condition, then aging and death, aging, sickness and death come about. Now, since aging and death is unpleasant, is suffering, yeah, and since all this is suffering, something that gives rise to suffering cannot be of the nature of happiness, cannot be of true happiness. Something that can give rise to suffering must be of the nature of suffering. Cannot be otherwise. And that is why birth is termed as one of the sufferings.